Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So I'm going to talk about fake COVID passports because there is some shocking news that has not actually been reported at all, as far as I can tell, in the English-speaking press. This is a Spanish pharma chief being caught with a fake COVID passport.
Of course.
Now, I'm going to quote from Peter Sweden's Substack here because he's usually quite switched on when it comes to this sort of stuff, and he's one of the first people to break it in English. The president of Pharma caught by police among thousands of others with a fake green pass in Spain, which is how they monitor vaccination status. In a shocking scandal that has taken place in Spain, it turns out that the president of the Spanish pharmaceutical company Pharma has been caught by police with a fake COVID passport. So he was caught by the Spanish Inquisition, which I was not expecting. The 76-year-old José María Fernández Sousa Faro, which the first three words is just every Spanish man, who is a professor of biochemistry and the author of about 100 publications and patents on biochemistry and molecular biology.
So he clearly knows his stuff then.
Oh yeah. Was caught among thousands of other people in a police operation against people who had fake COVID passports. He was one of the people on the police list of names that had falsely claimed to be vaccinated. The names of other celebrities have also appeared on the police list in the operation known as Operation Jenner. Obviously after Edward Jenner.
Okay. I thought it might have been Bruce, Caitlin, whichever one it is now.
No, Edward Jenner, who pioneered the smallpox vaccine.
Oh, okay.
PharmaMar is one of the largest pharmaceutical companies in Spain. The police operation Jenner was behind a dismantling of a network that had provided fake COVID passports in other countries of the European Union as well. One weird thing here, he says, is that this news story isn't really reported anywhere in English-speaking media. I could only find it in Spanish and Italian media. And I found this as well. I went hunting through the BBC, Telegraph, Guardian, etc., etc., all the usual suspects, not a peep. I even went to the Spanish language press, and I couldn't find that El País, Spain's biggest newspaper, had even touched on this, which is weird. The story broke 3 weeks ago. No one's picked up on it. Even in Spanish media, there's nothing from El País. And you might suspect that there's media bias or corruption in the selection here, or perhaps the story's being suppressed for reasons that I'll leave you to imagine. So there is a report, however, from Spain's second largest paper, El Mundo. And I'll read some extracts from here. The name of José María Fernández Sousa Faro, president of PharmaMar, is on the list of names of thousands of falsely vaccinated against the coronavirus in Spain, as confirmed by police sources and reported by El Periódico de España. So this isn't fake news, right? It's been reported and verified by proper newspapers and so on, even if it's not spread very far. The president of the pharmaceutical company, founded 36 years ago, which has made headlines for the effectiveness of its drug Aplidin against COVID, is among the more than 2,200 names on the list drawn up by the national police on those falsely vaccinated against the disease. The president of PharmaMar, 76 years old, and with a degree in chemistry and a doctorate in biochemistry from the Complutense University, was included in the plot of false vaccination for reflecting that he had received the third dose of the coronavirus vaccine. Now, I just want to state now, we don't actually know how many doses of the vaccine that José María Fernández Sousa Faro has received. He might have been vaccinated once, but not got the second vaccination. He might have been vaccinated for once and got the booster, but not got the third vaccination. He might never have been vaccinated at all. We don't know. All we know is that he had a fake vaccine passport, green pass, saying that he had three jabs. 76 years old as well. So I had a look around. I was searching for his name and his company to try and find news articles in Spanish that were talking about him. And like the best I could find really was this kind of thing from 2021, in November, an interview with this guy about the benefits of swimming and diving in the ocean. So because there's actually his authentic voice here, I'll just read a couple of the questions that are asked, because this seems like a softball puff piece, meet the CEO kind of thing, like the sort of publicity and marketing that a big pharma company might do. The article's titled, "There Are Many More Medicines in the Sea." As a diver, Fernandez Sozafaro is in love with the sea. As a researcher, he praises the benefits of the seabed to improve our health. You could say that this police operation has landed a big fish.
Oh, for goodness sake.
And they ask questions like, ¿Ha buceado en 30 países? Have you dived in 30 countries? O más, sí, siempre me ha interesado saber qué contenía el mar. Oh, yes, and more. It's always interested me what's in the sea. And this is kind of the idea of his entire company, PharmaMar. It's about finding things, chemicals, creatures in the sea, because mar is sea in Spanish, and then turning those into drugs in the company itself. Another question he asks, there aren't many presidents of large companies who are medical doctors in your sectors. And he replies, what there are professors. After my doctorate in chemistry, specifically a doctorate in lipid biosynthesis, I stayed at the university doing research and teaching, and I took several competitive examinations, becoming a professor and teaching at the Complutense for 14 years. This is a veteran academic here. Like, this is not some guy off the street. He seems to know his stuff when it comes to biochemistry. But we also have an article on this a fake passport thing from ABC, which is Spain's third largest paper. So we have number two and number three, but not the main channel's number one. The president of the PharmaMar pharmaceutical company and his family among the 2,200 false COVID vaccinated. So it's not just him, apparently. It's also his family.
I'd be very interested to hear what his reason behind doing this.
Well, this is the thing. We haven't been able to track down any statement as to why this has happened, why he's done this, or anything like that. So presumably he hasn't given any, or if he has, no one wants to talk about it.
Interesting.
Indeed. Could be a very interesting gentleman to speak to, I think, although he's probably up to his eyeballs in legal problems right now. A few other Spanish newspapers have reported the information, but created a different story. So this one focuses on the fact that the daughter of an ex-minister was found in the network of people with false vaccination credentials. La hija de un ex-ministro figura entre los clientes de la red de falsos vacunados. The fact that the 2,200 people on this list are described as a network, I find a bit bizarre. Network, that language implies that this is some kind of like criminal gang or subversive revolutionary movement rather than a load of people who've paid money to falsify their COVID vaccination credentials. And reading between the lines, I think what they did was they found a nurse or a group of people in a hospital and bribed them to just type their names into the registry. I think that's what happened.
I can imagine that being the case.
Exactly. Yeah. So I reiterate, as far as I can tell, this story is not in the American media. They're not interested in a pharmaceutical boss not getting the vaccination to the extent that he fakes his credentials. It's not in the BBC. It's not in ITV. It's not in The Guardian. It's not in The Telegraph. It's weird, I think. And at this moment, I will just point out that there is another article here on our site to talk about some of the weird things happening in the left. And one of them is that they don't understand economics. Which you did with Harry, I believe.
Yes, we went through lots of posts basically on the internet about left-wingers talking about economics, and we broke down how their presumptions about things were incorrect and then gave the sort of correct response, at least from the perspective of the Austrian and Chicago schools.
Yep, so that should be interesting reading for you. That's premium. You'll find out on our site. So let's go back to Peter, who closes this off. So he says, I am old enough to remember when we were told that COVID passports was a crazy conspiracy theory. This was all the way back in 2020. I remember that as well.
I remember.
No, people would definitely not be discriminated against based on their medical status. You were just a conspiracy theorist if you believed something like that would ever happen. And the next year it happened. COVID passports were introduced all over the world. In some European countries, people could not even go to work unless they had a COVID passport. People were segregated and banned from public transport if they didn't have their papers in order. I remember covering that as well.
Wasn't it Austria where you received a fine after a certain interval of not being vaccinated, and it would refresh each
and
time.
And Greece, every month, €1,000.
It's ridiculous. That's not a small amount of money.
No, that's actually why a family member of mine had to leave Greece because of this rule. Having paid and gone through all of the bureaucracy to be a resident in Greece and so on, had to leave because of this law. Yeah,
it's awful.
Mad. But the interesting thing here is that this head of a big pharmaceutical company lied and faked his COVID passport. Meanwhile, the rest of the public were forced to get COVID passports in order to do many everyday things. So what he's saying here is, oh, it's one rule for the elites who fake their credentials and one rule for everyone else. That's certainly one way of taking this story. Mm-hmm. Another way of taking it would be maybe this guy knows something that we don't with his many, many years of expertise in this field. But one thing is clear, we must never allow people to be segregated again because of their medical status. People must be free to decide for themselves what to do without having the government micromanage every small detail of their lives. Exactly. Now, just to close on, you might be able to make inferences based on the fact that a pharmaceutical boss has a fake COVID passport instead of a vaccine, but I certainly wouldn't dream of making inferences on a free and open platform like YouTube, so I leave you to draw your own conclusions.
Thanks for watching this segment from the podcast The Lotus Eaters. If you enjoyed that and are interested in finding more, you can subscribe and check out our premium content at lotuseaters.com. For example, our recent premium video, Legacy Media Catches Dementia, between Carl and Callum. If you're interested in following Callum on social media, you can do so at Getter at Callum. Thank you and goodbye.
Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.